This is StoryCorps Oklahoma. I'm Jenny Heinrichs. For much of her adult life, Jennifer Mack has had two primary roles, as a single mother and as a member of the military. She and her daughter Whitney came to the StoryCorps mobile booth in Oklahoma City to talk about how sometimes those roles have conflicted, especially after a deployment in 2004, but also how those challenges have allowed Jennifer to pass on the value of strength and resiliency to her daughter.
So, when you were deployed, I know deployment is a lot different than civilian life, and you were gone for well over a year. When you came back, how did it feel coming back to, you know, normal life again?
It was probably one of the saddest times of my life. My friend group dynamics changed. Who I thought was my best friend was no longer my best friend.
And that was a rough time for me, too, because you and I were together every moment of every day and up until that point. And I went over to Florida to go to school, and you were in Iraq. So when you got back, that was some major changes. You just weren't the same person for a while. It was pretty obvious that you had had to deal with a lot of things. When you left, you were the most just bubbly personality all the time. You always have been. And you just had fun in every second. If you could help it, you were going to have fun. It didn't matter what was going on. But when you first got back, it was just different. You just didn't have that bubbliness for a while. And it was like you were commanding. You were commanding your world. Even when you got back, you were going to be strong and tough. And you were very by the book, by the rules, kind of, we need to go get the dry cleaning and we're going to go right now. And
do you feel like that person that you saw before you left ever came back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got really scared for a bit that it wouldn't. And I was really nervous that you were just going to be a different person forever. And you were not my mom. But it took a while. But
do you think some of my coping mechanisms and my resiliency have been imparted to you through the experiences that I've put you through my career choices?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I think probably the thing that runs deep between my mother down to you is that we make commitments in life and to life. And because of that, we have a good life.
I think you're right. I've met a lot of people in my life that don't commit to things and they can't decide what they want to do, so they don't do any of it. And we are not those people. We are the people that we can't decide what we do, so we just pick one of them and then we commit and we do it fully. And then, well, when we get bored with that one, we'll just pick the other one and we'll continue to do that
too. We'll renew ourselves.
We'll renew ourselves again and become somebody new. So
I love you.
I love you too.